You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek's been featured in Kiplinger and together with Keith, co-authored Victory, Winning in Health, Wealth, and Success. They've been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal, but they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. You can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck. And today is going to be the show of all shows. Hopefully, we provide value each and every week. But today, we're really going to take you through our five-step retirement roadmap plan that has helped so many of our clients get to and through retirement. And we're going to walk you through step by step as if you were coming in to sit down with us and discuss some of the things that we discuss with people every single day from this radio show and from all other sources that we meet with on a regular basis. So we're super excited to get going. But before we do, I have to pause and welcome Keith Ellis and Matthew Peck to the show. How are you doing, Keith?
You're right, Derek. This is a, you know, a great show, a super important show, because it allows the listeners to really learn about and embrace our retirement roadmap process.
Well, and I was going to say, too, it's funny, over the past weekend, I spent Sunday assembling a little storage unit in the laundry room. And man, oh man, it took me like 3 hours to put this thing together.
Those are the worst.
Right. And I share this because if a little storage cabinet in my laundry room is this complicated, then I can't imagine people entering retirement without a plan, you know, without going through what we're going to be talking about today and just making sure that they are in good shape
for
the
future. Well, that comes with directions. Retirement doesn't.
That's a good point.
And with this, if you make a mistake, you can fix it with retirement. Mm-hmm. If you make a mistake, that's the end of it.
No, absolutely.
Over. And so when it comes down to our five-step retirement roadmap plan that we've developed, a lot of people, we're going to get into, you know, why us? Why SHP Financial over all the other, and we can, you know, you get invitations to dinners, you hear a lot of different radio shows. We want to discuss that. We're going to address that head on. Why us? The background behind the roadmap. And so basically it started as we felt in our combined experience of over 50 years in the industry, we think that each and every person listening to this show needs five different areas that when addressed properly can lead to really high end chance of success in retirement. And those areas are one, an income plan, two, an investment plan, three, a tax plan, four, a healthcare plan, and five, a legacy and estate plan. Because let's face it, as you're listening right now, I'm sure whether you have this or not, you probably want to make sure you have an income that lasts as long as you do. You probably want to make sure in that income plan, there's Social Security maximization, there's spousal strategies, there's inflation built into your income stream. With your investment plan, you want to reduce your volatility and make sure your portfolio matches your risk tolerance. With taxes, you want to make sure you're saving both now and in the future, you're saving legally and ethically the taxes that maybe you're overpaying right now. When it comes to healthcare, people are so concerned about addressing healthcare as they retire. And then legacy and estate planning, maximizing what's left to the next generation as efficiently as possible. And Matt, as we know, it's not, the difference is everyone that you hear on the radio, we're the best at Social Security planning. Mm-hmm. We do investments. We do legacy. At here, what we do is our five-step process is all at one spot.
Oftentimes, people ask me why I went into business. So why did we go independent? And we found there's multiple reasons for that. But we found that there was just a lack of comprehensive planning out there. That, you know, you said about certain people on the radio that they would focus or specialize on this or specialize on that. I mean, when you study the industry, you find out that the people that have $10 million and more, they're getting all of this detail. They're getting all of this focus. Well, everyone deserves that. Everyone that's listening to the show deserves the attention to detail to make sure they have a mapped out income plan, an investment, all those things that you were just mentioning. And that's why we're independent, why we formed SHP.
And Keith, as you know, I mean, in this, the three of us a few years ago, and we've been lucky enough and blessed, and we thank God every day that we have this company and this team in place, and the clients are so great that we deal with every day, that we could sit here and coast and not take on one more client and be okay. But we decided this is what, you know, when we do different trainings across the country in different areas that we work with, we see that we do have something that's different And we do have something that can actually help people and help you listening get to and through retirement. It's not just fluff that we're here talking on the radio. It's a real proven process that can help folks build a plan and give them confidence as they enter retirement, Keith.
Well, it's funny because one of the biggest questions we get asked when folks come in and visit with us is, can I retire? What is my retirement going to look like? And to sit down and go through their whole plan comprehensively and build out an actual income strategy, an investment strategy, and then take a look at everything from a tax standpoint, make sure that their health care is taken care of. And then the final piece is make sure that, you know, when that time comes many, many years down the road and they're no longer with us, that money's transitioned to the next generation, it empowers them and it gives them the big C word as they enter retirement, confidence.
Well, it's amazing, Keith. And the best way I can tell the listeners or just explain to you what the power of this retirement roadmap process can do. I had a couple that I met with literally 2 years ago, and it was Billy and Angela, and they had about $500,000 saved for retirement. And they were both 64 at the time. And one of the first questions I asked them, which is one of the most common concerns that we see, is when do you want to retire? When is your target retirement date? And you know what their answer was, Keith and Matt?
What's up?
We'll never be able to retire. I remember they looked me in the eye. I said, we're never going to be able to retire. I'm almost embarrassed to be here because we haven't saved enough money for our situation. And I said, well, let me just crunch some numbers for you. Let me take some time and see what we can do. And I remember Angela said, listen, we only have $500,000. I know we're not going to be able to make it. Can I just tell you, Matt and Keith, that they were able to make it? And this is what I love about this industry is being the bearer of actually good news as opposed to being the bearer of bad news.
Nice.
And their idea was to retire by 68, which they knew they couldn't. And they said, we may still work, you know, until 68. But we said, you know, we can actually build a plan where you can retire in 2 years at age 66. And guess what happened a few months ago?
Did they?
They retired.
Nice. Congratulations to them.
And now they do things like the neat part about it. I was just talking to her the other day, and now they're setting up trips, a family trip they've always wanted to take. They're doing things they never imagined possible because we took the time, and they took the time to do what? They picked up the phone and called us. And so that's all that it took. And I love working with awesome families, and I love working with people that initially think they have no chance at retiring and being the bearer of good news and saying, hey, guess what? Let's look at your information. You actually can retire, and here's when you can do it. That's the best part of our job. So as you're listening right now, does this sound like you? Is that a concern that you have of whether or not you can retire at a certain point? If so, let's take a look at your situation to see how much you have. What are your expenses? What kind of rate of return do we need to earn for you? And how are you going to get the income you need in retirement? And I love putting all of these pieces of the puzzle together to help folks retire when they want to, and to be able to give them, you know what, Keith and Matt?
What's that?
One of the most important phrases in retirement. That's financial independence. And you know what it took Billy and Angela to be financial independent? It took a phone call. A phone call, folks. So right now, we have set aside 5 appointments for radio listeners only of this show over the next 2 weeks. If you call now and book a visit with us, here's what you're going to get. First, you're going to get an SHP Retirement Roadmap Review, where we will start off by discussing when and if you are able to retire. This will help take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out where you are now, as well as offering suggestions of things that you could be doing as we move forward. We're also going to run a fee report to help you untangle what working with your current planner or advisor is costing you. Even if you own a bunch of funds in your 401k, you might not know how much they cost, but a fee analysis will help uncover what you are really paying. By addressing your cost and fees, you'll be able to see that simply by protecting your retirement investments and keeping more money in your accounts, you can notice your whole attitude towards retirement may change for the better. Also, we'll perform a brief tax analysis to reveal how you possibly can reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized lifetime income plan for you, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help you take the guesswork out of financial planning by helping you determine your retirement income by utilizing a technique we call solving for income. And as a bonus, for anyone who books a no-obligation complimentary visit with us, we will throw in a copy of the book that the three of us wrote called the SHP Retirement Roadmap. All it takes is a call, and we'll get all this started for you. So pick up the phone right now and call 800-227-7777. Once again, 800-227-7777. 877-727-7777, or you can go to our website at shpfinancial.com. Up next, the first step of our five-step process, income planning. How do you know when you can retire unless you know how much income you can drive off your investments? We'll be right back to discuss that. You're listening to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, your map to financial freedom, brought to you by SHP Financial.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
When you're building a home, you need more than just four walls. You need a roof. You need a foundation. Without these things, your home would be incomplete. The same can be said for your retirement planning. Hi, this is Keith Ellis, co-founder of SHP Financial. If your financial advisor is only looking at your investment portfolio, it's like having a house with no roof. At SHP Financial, when we create our customized retirement roadmap plans for our clients, managing their investments is only one part of the process. We include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, and healthcare and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777, or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
The word volatile is rarely used when describing something desirable. It's usually not associated with pleasant outcomes and doesn't sound very appealing unless you're on a roller coaster. When it comes to your retirement plan, volatile is the last word you want to hear when talking about your nest egg. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and founder of SHP Financial. Here, we like to focus on other words when it comes to retirement planning. Words like predictability, opportunity, and security. While we may live in volatile times, there are strategies that can help lessen or possibly even eliminate its impact on your portfolio. If you're concerned about your exposure to market volatility, call 1-800-227-7777 today to schedule your complimentary review. We'll perform a risk analysis of your current portfolio, then discuss the ways we can help you achieve your retirement goals without taking unnecessary risks. Schedule your complimentary review today by calling 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So on today's show, we're going to go right through our five-step retirement roadmap plan that's designed for you to help you get to and through retirement. We talked about earlier in the show of people always ask us what makes you different at SHP Financial than all the other planners out there. And it's very easy. You can get an income plan anywhere. You can get a Social Security report. You can get an investment plan. You can get tax plan. But as far as I know, considering we trademarked it, there's only one place where you can get an SHP Financial retirement roadmap, which takes all of the things that you put into retirement and builds it under one holistic plan for you. So we talk about the importance of five areas that we think you should have, and when addressed properly, will lead to success. That's income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. So before we get into all these other areas, we want to start this segment with income. And when it comes to income planning, obviously, the key is the whole reason for an income analysis, which everyone listening should have done for them. If you don't know what an income analysis is, it's showing you how much you need to live off of in retirement, and then us showing you if we can do that for you. It's coming up with a plan to address your income needs in retirement. But it's not just taking money out, it's figuring out what the tax ramifications are. It's maximizing Social Security. It's looking at, you know, if you need $100,000 in today's dollars, guess what? In a few years, that $100,000 need is probably going to be $115,000, $120,000. So your income plan has to make sure it keeps up with inflation. Bottom line, folks, the first area we usually start almost all the time with the folks that listen to this show, just like yourself, and what you're probably the most concerned about is an income plan, because you don't know if you can retire unless you have confidence in place that you can drive enough income to cover your expenses. So Keith, we talked about the first thing. A lot of people that come in are nervous. They might have heard us for a few years, but I met with someone about 2 weeks ago and they came in and she was about 62. She was single and she was very apprehensive. She said, I listened to you for a while. I know I need help, but I was very apprehensive. And so I think the folks listening, that's a common concern, right? I mean, that's someone that you're going to feel when you're going into a place and you might not know what to expect. Maybe you feel you're underprepared. But I just want to give everyone the peace of mind that, you know, when you sit down with us, that's not the case. But the last thing we're ever going to do is judge you for how much you've saved or ridicule you for how much you haven't saved or whatever the case is. Each of you out there, we've built this five-step planning process to help you get to and through retirement. And we're going to do everything we can to make sure that happens. So Keith, when it comes to Social Security, that you just had a case recently that you had planned for someone right away to maximize their benefits.
Yeah, exactly. And same situation, you know, a woman, 62 years old, came into the office. Her goal was to reduce her hours, but if they weren't going to let her reduce her hours, kind of say goodbye.
She was working.
Yes. And she just wanted out. She was tired. Again, money kind of all over the place. You know, she had a couple accounts scattered. And really, the first goal for us was to establish what is her income needs in retirement, but then take a look at the different strategies that are available to her. And unfortunately, her husband passed 15 so years ago, and she didn't really realize that there were some additional benefits in Social Security that were available to her. So we're able to access those additional benefits for her. So I think in June or July last year is when we filed and got those benefits for her. And the company did let her reduce down to, you know, about 10, 15 hours a week. So the Social Security with the additional income is now getting her through, and she's living a much easier lifestyle. Not, you know, it's not 40, 45, you know, 40 hours and now 50 hours, right? It's not 40, 45, 50 hours a week. She's living the lifestyle she wants to live as she starts to really approach full retirement.
Well, Keith, you mentioned for her, just before she came in, she was, I'm sure, a little apprehensive, as you mentioned as well. And initially, just by picking up the phone and coming in to sit down with us, you were able to give her an extra $10,000-$15,000. Well, you didn't, I know you're not physically giving it to her, but you were able to uncover a strategy that gave her the difference to be able to reduce her hours. And she didn't even know that strategy existed in Social Security.
And it's funny now, because when I visit with her on our reviews, you know, I meet with her about every 6 months or so, unless something major happens, and we, you know, want to sit down with her immediately. But the stress, you know, yeah. I look at her.
She's probably
happy. And she's changed so much in the last year. You can just see the stress come out of her face. You can just see how happy that shift has been. And she wouldn't have been able to do it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Unless we uncovered the strategy.
And that's what I was going to say. I mean, and Derek, actually, both of you guys have talked about it earlier, about that confidence. I mean, having an income plan, knowing exactly how much is coming in on a monthly basis, how much is going out on a monthly basis, just gives you that confidence, gives you that idea that I can retire. I can reduce my hours. I can do all of this, because at least you've crunched those numbers, and now you know where a lot of people sort of enter retirement and they're kind of just saying, like, I hope,
yeah.
You know, kind of, you know, crossing their fingers, like, I hope it's going to be all right. But you need to sort of look at everything and map it all out. And then once you've done that, then you can charge into retirement, be ready for it, embrace it, take that trip where, as I said, without that income plan, you're not clear. You're not
Matt,
sure
just say
happen.
You're winging it.
You're winging it. All right. You're shooting by the hip, if you will.
And I think a lot of the folks that listen to our show, what I realize is many people come into our office and they say, you know, I've had an advisor who's done a great job. They've grown my money, mm-hmm. which is exactly what their role is. Since I was 40 years old, now I'm in my 50s or 60s, they've grown my money. And the market's done really well, so they've benefited from that service. Well, what they've told me, what I agree with, is maybe you've outgrown that advisor because when it comes to investing, it's not just about growing your money. Now it's all about preservation, making the money last as long as you do so you can do the things you want in retirement. So when it comes to the accumulation stage, getting to retirement, saving up money, when you're about 5 or 10 years away, or especially if you're closer than that, now you need to work with a specialist that knows how to transition you from that accumulation stage to the distribution stage. Mm-hmm. What that is finding out how to distribute your money back to you to make sure it lasts as long as you do and goes up with inflation. It's pretty simple. An income analysis is really just saying, how much do you need to spend in retirement? We help you figure that out. Then it's, what sources of income do you have? Social Security, pension, rental income, whatever it is, part-time work. And then what's the gap you need to fill? It's called solving for income. So if we need to fill a gap of $3,000 a month with inflation, we're gonna set up your portfolio in a manner that's going to address that head on, so that when you leave our office, a lot of people come in beforehand and they have no clue what they're doing. They have money everywhere, and it's very common, folks. If that sounds like you, that's a common thing. You have money everywhere with no plan. The goal is when we leave your when you leave our office, you get a full SHP binder, a binder with a written out plan that shows you where you were and now where we're taking you, so that when you leave our office with that plan, and as we have our reviews, like Keith said, I love seeing you every single week, every single, you know, we see clients every day, and I love seeing that stress change and the life change that we're able to provide as people take the time out of their day to make the call and to provide that plan for them. And folks, like I mentioned, it takes one call. And so all these lives that we mentioned changed because that person, like you mentioned, Keith, last year, they picked up the phone Yep. and called our offices and said, I am going to take an hour out of my day. I am going to set an appointment. And they called. The number to call is 800-227-7777. If you're listening, we probably have a neighborhood office right near you. Again, 800-227-7777. When you come in, we're going to provide you a written income plan, and we're going to address that right off the bat as part of our five-step planning process. When can you retire? Again, 800-227-7777, or go to our website at shpfinancial.com. After the break, step two of our five-step process, investments, how to make sure you're controlling volatility as you enter retirement. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod and Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
If you've recently had a change with employment or an employer or company ownership, your current 401k or pension plan could be affected. The professionals at SHP Financial can help guide you through these changes with your company savings and retirement plans. Call them today at 800-227-7777 to take control of your company's retirement plan. The number again is 800-227-7777. Changes within your current status could affect the fees you pay, have significant tax burdens, and save you money. Their team will design investment strategies to help protect and grow what you've saved in your corporate plan. If you're not 100% sure what your options are, call 800-227-7777 today. You work too hard to not know your options, your fees, and if you're maxing out the benefits. So call SHP Financial right now for a complimentary review. It only takes about an hour, but could add years to your retirement income. Call 800-227-7777 or visit shpfinancial.com. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So today we're walking you right through our Retirement Roadmap five-step plan that can help you get to and through retirement and has helped so many clients that we've worked with get to and through retirement since we opened the doors to SHP Financial way back in 2003. Myself, Keith, and Matt started this. And like we mentioned earlier, folks, a few years ago we said, you know what, we could sit back and coast and just keep the clients happy and maintain our client base, but we wanted to help more people. That's what we're passionate about. And we have a process and planning tool that can help you get to and through retirement. So why not continue to utilize it? So when the first segment, we talked about number one, you know, step one of our five-step planning process, which is building an income plan. You can't have a retirement unless you have an income plan that delivers that monthly mailbox money each and every month to last as long as you do. Step two of our five-step process is an investment plan. So you might be thinking, everyone has an investment plan. Everyone has investments that have, you know, you have mutual funds, stocks, bonds, annuities, alternative investments, all these other areas. But the most concerning thing that I see when it comes to investment planning is controlling volatility within your portfolio. Let me say it again. The most important part of investment planning when you're getting close to or in retirement is to control the amount of volatility or, you know, huge potential downswing potential in your portfolio. And I mean, Matt, that could be the difference between success and failure for many people listening to the show.
No, absolutely. And another great way of summarizing that is that when you enter retirement, it's all about hitting singles. You know, we're not trying to hit home runs anymore. We're just trying to be consistent. You know, and it made me think of, you know, a couple clients that came in recently, Brian and Michelle. You know, Brian was a carpenter. Michelle was still working. And she was at a commute that she hated. I mean, she was literally going to the South Shore, up to the North Shore on a daily basis and was just as unhappy as could be. And so they were nervous, too, when they came in because Michael had just recently been laid off from his job and he was kind of doing odd job and doing carpentry work. And he was just saying, all right, well, I, you know, all she had was a 401k and it was all in the market at that point. And so we obviously, you know, we did step one, which is to set up their income plan and talk about, okay, if he collects Social Security now, okay, and if you continue to work. And what it is that we set it up so that, you know, in anywhere from 6 months to a year's time, if the commute was just too much for her, then she would retire at that time. By cutting that 401k out of, not just the growth bucket, now from cutting that 401k into a big chunk into income, you know, fixed income, fixed annuities, things like that, and the other chunk we let grow, we just said, look, you know, Michelle, no matter what happens, if there is a market correction or any time that's going to happen over the next year, you will not be impacted by it. In other words, the market is not going to dictate when that commute is too much for you. Mm-hmm. If you're just done with that commute, we've set it up so that we've set up your portfolio. So the minute that you are done working, then we know exactly what bucket we are going to withdraw money from and exactly what money we're going to let grow so that when any of that volatility kicks in, any of that correction happens, it does not affect Michelle and Brian's life. And that having when she left the office after telling her that and then, you know, doing reviews, you know, after plans established, it's just it's so nice to remind her. You're like, oh, no, no. And
has she retired yet?
Well, that's what's funny. So then literally about a couple weeks ago, I spoke to her recently and she ended up getting transferred onto the South Shore.
Perfect.
So now she's like, oh, Matt, I'm going to work for a couple more years.
But imagine her feeling knowing that she's going to work every day. Knowing that she can stop when she wants.
Exactly.
It's liberating.
That's a much better way to go to work than to wonder, like a lot of people are wondering right now, of, hey, how long am I going to have to do this for?
Well, and absolutely. And also, too, just to be able to, when I was talking to her about how she just got transferred, you know, to a shorter commute, just saying, but look, you know, Michelle, don't worry about it. It felt so good for me to tell her, to remind her that, hey, if the market falls, don't worry about it. We have a plan.
Yeah.
So I was able to tell her what happens, you know, so when all this market stuff's happening, all this news hitting and everything else, I can say, here is what it means to you. And it doesn't mean much because we were able to set up the portfolio, to set up the investment plan the right way.
Correct. And a lot of people that come into our office, you know, we still use the market as a tool for many of the folks that we work with. It's a good long-term investment strategy. But if all of your money is subject to full risk, Keith, think about if you're fully in the market, you basically wake up every single year knowing you might make 40% or you might lose 40%. So if you have $1 million, hey, I might make 400 this year, or I might end up next year at 600,000, which is almost half of all the money I've saved for my entire life. And so to me, that's the first thing when it comes to what we call it volatility control. I mean, you worked your entire life to get to this point. Why are you taking chances? And do you know, did you even know that there are strategies available right now that we utilize all the time where you can take advantage of the upside of the market, but you're not going to take the same downside risk? And a lot of clients, we tell them every single day, I say, listen, I'd much rather, and hope if this is you listening right now, take this into consideration because maybe we're not the right firm. Because here's a conversation I have sometimes. Hey, Mr. and Mrs. Jones, I'd much rather you be mad at me because the market's up 20 and you're only up 14% than to be mad at me because the market's down 40% and so are you. And now your retirement is over and you have to go back to work. Keith, I mean, that's the whole deal, right, Keith?
100%. It's controlling the volatility. It's setting up the plan correctly. You know, our philosophy since we started building out these retirement roadmaps is you need money for safety, money for income. And once you have those two buckets built, which to me, I kind of draw a line in the sand there and say, look, safety and income, what have you protected? You've protected your lifestyle.
That's awesome.
That's the biggest thing we're trying to do for the folks that we work with is, look, like Matt said earlier with his clients, he gave them the ability to say, look, I don't want to drive to the North Shore anymore if I don't want to. I can walk away if I want to. It's a liberating experience. You know, we're helping them protect their lifestyle. Now, once that's done, you have that third bucket, which is growth. And what goes into that bucket for growth is determined, you know, in a conversation between us, because we have some clients that are a little bit more maybe on the aggressive side in that growth bucket. But then we have those clients that are still more conservative. But we don't want that growth bucket to affect, you know, whether you can take a trip that year or whether you can go visit your grandkids or whether you can buy a new car or whatever it is that you're trying to do on a month-to-month, year-to-year basis.
Well, simple fact, what Keith is saying right there is you need time in the market. If you're going to be in the market, you need time. So our clients, we're only advising that only a portion of their money that we have invested for them stays in the market. And we use other alternatives when it comes to getting their safety, getting the income they need. You know, you don't want that to be market generated, because if it's all in the market and you have $1 million and you retire and the next year you have 600,000, what is that going to do to your retirement? So an example, Matt, we had a recent client that came in as well, and Mike was a veterinarian.
Mm-hmm.
And his wife, Joanne, is retired a few years back, and they had about $1.5 million. And the first question that I asked them is, what's the most you could lose in this portfolio without really, for lack of a better word, freaking out, getting super nervous? Well, you know, because this person, he was 60, in his early 60s, he was going to retire in 2 or 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if I have $1.5 million, he said, if I lost more than $200,000 or 10-15%, you know, 10-15%, I'd be super, super nervous. Well, I'm glad he came in, because we ran and scanned his portfolio to see how much risk he was taking. And in reality, if we had another downturn like 2008, he would lose about 40 or 50% of his portfolio, which
Yikes.
Was about $700,000. If that happened, he was walking what I call, imagine having two tall buildings and a tightrope in between them. And the only way to get from one side to the other is to take a tightrope. If you have one slip, it's over. Your retirement's over. If you have all that risk in your portfolio and we have one mess up and the market corrects like it does every bunch of years, that's it. You're going back to work. And that's, I hate to say it, but I'm just being honest. What we try to do is, okay, we still want to get you from one building to the other, but we'll build a bridge and then we'll put a safety net underneath it so that you can comfortably walk across. So the same things that come when it comes to you planning for your retirement, taking volatility, reducing volatility in your portfolio is so important. And that's what we can do. Again, when I talked about Michael and Joanne, it took them a phone call. So take the time, pick up the phone right now. We can call right now. We have 5 appointments set aside for you over the next 2 weeks. The number is 800-227-7777. And when you come in, we're going to run a risk analysis to see how much risk you're taking in your portfolio and if it's appropriate. You might be sitting on $1 million with the potential to lose $400,000 next year and you're close to retirement. We want to make sure that gets corrected so that you can enter retirement with confidence without worrying about losing half of your nest egg. Again, 800-227-7777. 800-227-7777, or you can go to our website at shpfinancial.com. So we've covered income and investment so far. When we get back, we're going to discuss the 3 other steps of our retirement roadmap plan, which include tax planning, healthcare planning, and legacy planning. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So as you know, on today's show, we're walking you right through the five-step retirement roadmap plan that we build for our clients here at SHP Financial. And I know a lot of you have taken advantage of this, but it's super important as you're planning for retirement that you take the time to use the necessary planning tools so that you can enter retirement with confidence. Early in the show, we talked about an income plan and investment plan and how important that is to build into an overall process, because without income, there is no retirement. And without controlling your volatility, there's also no retirement because you could lose half of your money. So those are the two areas we start off with all the time. Now, obviously that area is already a differentiator from what most companies do, but at SHP, we take it a step further and we look at three other areas and other planning tools that sets SHP apart from our competition, just being frank and honest. Step number three, with one being income, two being investments. Step number three, when you come in and sit down with us, we're going to talk about tax planning. How many of you out there listening right now would want to save on taxes if they could do so both legally and ethically?
I would. Are you asking me? I'm definitely, count me in.
Even Becky, our producer, is raising her hand. So I know a lot of you out there, don't take your hands off the steering wheel if you're driving, but it's a common thing that most people, you sit down with them, you sit down with your financial advisor, they manage your money, they say, have a good day, see you next time, you made money, you lost money. But what about taxes? So with us, we want to provide what is called tax diversification. Our goal is to, when you're in retirement, we want to create different accounts that have different tax benefits or tax negative consequences in your portfolio. So if we can have some money that's taxable, some money that's after tax, some money that's pre-tax, some money that's tax-free, it allows us to maybe look at the tax bracket you're in and make decisions on what accounts to draw from when to minimize the taxes that you have to pay. So especially from right now until 2024, 2025, a lot of us think we might be at a tax discount. So you know what we're going to do? We're going to talk to our clients throughout this entire year about strategies that now we have at our disposal that we didn't before within the current tax code. And so all the time, we had a recent, I'm not going to go too far on this, but we had a recent client that came in. They've been with us for about 5 years. They have most of their money in IRA, all pre-tax. So when they take out, it's all taxable. They're in a situation where we can take a little bit out each year, convert it to a strategy that allows their future income on that bucket to be tax-free. So we're always looking to help you save on taxes if we can, in any situation, in every single year.
Well, it's funny, Derek, because remember Mass does a tax holiday, you know, typically once a year, mm-hmm. where you go buy appliance or something and they give it, they waive the income tax. Well, the next, till 2025, we're in that same similar situation from a federal tax standpoint. It's a federal tax holiday. Your taxes are now discounted. So you should be having these conversations with your advisor.
And the more money you put away, sometimes most advisors aren't focusing on the tax ramifications. Even my own son, who's 9 years old, he has a piggy bank in his room and he sits there and every day he takes change and dumps it in the piggy bank. And I'm not kidding. The funny part is the bottom of the piggy bank, that little cork thing that plugs the hole, is missing. I'm like, how'd you? So when he puts money in, he puts like 3/4 in, one or a couple dimes and whatnot will fall at the bottom. And I started laughing. I'm like, Paxton, this probably isn't a good saving strategy. But I think a lot of you listening, as you're putting money away, you're actually causing a potential tax bill for you or the next generation. So tax planning is step number three and is super important. And step number four, healthcare planning.
No, absolutely. I mean, it's another area that we have to cover. And I said at the beginning about being a comprehensive advisor means you're also talking about healthcare. So here are some of the questions that we ask when people come in and concerns that we have if they are sharing them. First is longevity. I mean, how long did your parents live for? And did they live in good health into their 80s and 90s or poor health? And then also, did they need any type of extended care? Because one of the biggest costs that people have when entering retirement, you know, unlike their mortgage that they're able to pay off sort of pre-retirement or hopefully pre-retirement, long-term care and healthcare costs can be, you know, above $250,000 and above. So you need a plan to address that. Are we going to self-insure? You know, are our assets enough to pay for insurance and long-term care insurance? Or should we look into what's called Medicaid planning, you know, and working with attorneys? Or are we going to look into an insurance route? You know, and some of the newer ones have sort of a mixture of life insurance and long-term care insurance. So there's a lot of good solutions out there. But the main point is that we have to be talking about it. We have to have a plan. It has to be part of the entire package. And as has been mentioned, if you're not having advisors that are talking about that, then you're not getting the complete package.
Well, one of the questions you asked there, Matt, is longevity. Well, doesn't that tie back into income? You need to know if they Absolutely. Have extended lifestyle, because now you got to plan a little bit longer for their money and how long that's going to last them.
And your advisor needs to know you. They need to be asking these questions, not just on the surface level to be like, hey, how much have you saved? How much do you need? It's getting to know you, your entire situation, and building that relationship. Some people like transactional things where they just come in, make a transaction, see their advisor and leave. For us, for the best fit for us and people that work with us, we have really good relationships with our clients. We know their families. We know their situation. We know when they're traveling. It's just an awesome feeling, and to know that we have their back and that they trust us with this big important thing of planning for their retirement. And Keith, so step one, building an income plan. Step two, building an investment strategy with volatility control. Step three, minimizing taxes when we can. Step four, building a healthcare plan. Everyone comes to us and is concerned about healthcare, yet their advisor never talks to them about it. Step five, what is that, Keith?
It's legacy planning. And this is really the transition from an intergenerational money transition. So basically what we're trying to do is we're trying to create efficient plans, both from a tax standpoint and from a probate avoidance standpoint, to move money from one generation to the next. It's pretty interesting, because I had a client come to us down in our Hyannis office, and he had a $2.5 million portfolio. And, you know, he knew he wasn't getting the type of service and really that holistic planning process. Like Derek gives the example, his advisor would meet him, you know, once a year, pat him on the back and say, hey, look, this is what we're keeping. This is what we're getting rid of. We'll see you next year. And he wanted a little bit more. And I said to him, I said, Bill, you know, not only do I think we can help you from an investment standpoint and help build you that income plan to get you through your life, but I think the main concern that I have right now in your situation is you have a $2.5 million estate plus the value of your property. So it was about $3.3 million estate, and there was no estate plan in place. There was no transition plan in place. They had a will, and the will was outdated. So what I did is I sat him down and I said, look, you need to go visit with an attorney first, build out your estate plan, because what good is it, you know, as an advisor, if you have a $200,000-$300,000 tax bill that you're leaving to your kids and your wife and everything like that, you know, if I make you another 0.5% or 1%. So really what we did is we built a full estate plan for him. And you know what the anguish I saw in his face saying, look, you know, I've had this bill on my, right on my lap for so long, and my previous advisor never addressed this. You could see kind of the frustration by not having that advisor look at that for him and give him the right advice to make sure that that was all taken care of. So needless to say, Bill is now working with us and we've implemented this 5-step process. So he really has nothing to worry about anymore. You know what I mean? We're looking at all these different angles and ways to help him from income, investment, taxes, healthcare, and finally legacy.
Well, that's it, folks. That's our 5-step plan. That's our 5-step retirement roadmap plan to get you to and through retirement. And like Keith and Matt mentioned, I mean, you might have a good income plan or a good investment plan, but if you're not focused on taxes, legacy, and healthcare, we see people that are exposed to maybe $700,000, $800,000 worth of bills in that area that you might be able to cure with proper planning. So that's what at SHP Financial, we don't just build an investment plan. We look at all these areas to make a holistic plan, because we know you're busy. We also know you've worked your entire life and you've worked very hard to get to where you are. And if you're close to or approaching retirement, you want to take that next step. And that next step is a phone call to sit down with myself, Keith, Matt, and our team here at SHP Financial so we can walk you through our retirement roadmap review to decide first and foremost when and if you can retire, but also make sure we have a plan that looks at taxes, healthcare, legacy, and everything else that's involved in retirement. The number to call is 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777, or go to shpfinancial.com. Stay tuned for the next segment where we're going to recap our top three takeaways from today's show. You're listening to the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, your map to financial freedom, brought to you by SHP Financial. Be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. Say you want to learn about retirement planning, but also want to learn about other things, like how to navigate the new tax laws, income planning, diversification strategies, and legacy planning.
Where would you go? Well, why not attend an SHP Financial Complimentary Dinner Workshop? There's three coming up, April 2nd, 4th, and 11th, all at 6 p.m. at Davio's Northern Italian Steakhouse in Braintree. Call now to register, 800-227-7777. You'll be able to get your questions answered and learn how to build a comprehensive retirement plan designed to help avoid costly financial mistakes and last throughout your retirement. Call 800-227-7777 right now to reserve your seats for a complimentary educational dinner workshop on April 2nd, 4th, and 11th, all at 6 p.m. at Davio's Northern Italian Steakhouse in Braintree. Demand is high, so call 800-227-7777 today to register. That's 800-227-7777. Or register online at shpworkshops.com. That's shpworkshops.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
Keith, we talked about so much on today's show, really as it pertains to the five different steps we feel like each person listening needs to take to have a successful retirement. So what is your number one takeaway from today's show?
Yeah, it's really embracing that five-step process. You know, so many people out there are working with advisors and maybe they focus on just investments, or, you know, maybe they're working with an attorney where they just focus on, you know, legacy, or they're working with an accountant and they're just getting their taxes done. But they're not all talking to each other. They're not all communicating and working together to maximize your retirement. Our five-step process gives you the ability to say, yes, I can retire. You know, I know I have enough income. My investments are properly allocated. You know, I'm making sure I'm looking at and not missing any potential tax savings, looking at everything from a healthcare standpoint to make sure you're not leaving a huge question mark at the back end of your retirement. And then finally, making sure that we transition that money from you to the ones or the charities or wherever you want your money to go to in the most efficient way from a time standpoint, a cost standpoint, and a tax standpoint.
And if I'm listening right now, Keith, I like the fact that I can do this all in one spot. I don't have to go to 16 different places to get all these things built out. We do it all here, where most advisors, let's face it, they build what I call a partial plan. Here's your investment. See you next year. You're not focusing on the entire picture. So, Matt, what's your number one takeaway?
Well, what I'll do is I'll just focus on one. I mean, they're all very, very important. But just when it comes to volatility and just sort of the investment planning portion of it, I just sort of beseech all of our listeners that don't let the market control when you retire. Don't let the market dictate when you are going to, you know, put your notice in and let your boss know. And make sure that the market never forces you back into work. And I say that because by taking control of your overall portfolio, making sure the risk is where you want it to be, making sure that you have sort of segmented your safety assets, your income assets, and your growth assets, taking all of that steps, make sure, or that you make sure, the fact that the market will never ever have a direct impact on your lifestyle, on your retirement, and just on your overall happiness.
That's awesome, Matt. I couldn't agree more. And I think my final takeaway is going to be the common question we get the most is, number one, can I retire? And what I've been hearing a lot lately is folks coming in for the first time off the radio show, and they'll sit down with me and they'll say, I know I can't retire. I'll probably have to work into my 70s. And so I mentioned earlier in the show, we had a couple that came in 2 years ago, Billy and Angela, who said the same thing. They were 64. I said, when are you going to retire? And they said, we're not going to be able to. I know we're going to have to keep on working. We're almost even embarrassed to be here. They had saved up $500,000. And I said, let me crunch some numbers for you. Let me see what this looks like. And can I just tell you that her and her husband, Angela and her husband, Billy, they were able to make it. They were able to retire. We were able to build them a plan. And I love being the bearer of good news. They wanted to retire ideally by 68. And with the planning tools that we used, we actually got them to retire by age 66. And like I mentioned, they came in 2 years ago at 64. So you know what they just did? They retired. I talked to her about 2-3 weeks ago, and they're planning a trip for their entire family to go away. And to be able to travel, one that they thought they couldn't retire, now they have extra to take a trip as well. So until you pick up the phone, you never know what your situation looks like until you have a plan built for you. And all it took for Billy and Angela 2 years ago to have this financial independence that they've been able to create is a phone call. And I love working with awesome families that don't think they can retire, and a lot of times they actually can. So right now, over the next 2 or 3 weeks, we have set aside 5 appointments only from this radio show. If you call right now and book a visit with us, here's what you're going to get. You're going to get an SHP retirement roadmap review where we'll start off discussing when and if you are able to retire. This will help take the mystery out of financial planning by mapping out where you are now, as well as offering suggestions of what you could do to improve your situation moving forward. We'll also run a fee report to help you untangle what you're working with your current advisor is costing you, or a lot of times people have hidden fees within their 401ks or other mutual funds that they own. By addressing your cost and fees, you'll be able to see that by simply protecting your retirement investments and keeping more money in your accounts, you can notice your whole attitude towards retirement may change for the better. Also, we'll provide a brief tax analysis to reveal how you possibly can reduce your taxes and increase your cash flow. We'll even create a customized, and this is crucial, folks, a customized lifetime income plan for you, utilizing proven strategies and techniques which could turbocharge your retirement income and take the worry out of living in retirement. In short, we'll help take the guesswork out of financial planning and build you a plan to help give you that confidence as you enter retirement. And as a final bonus, for anyone who books a no-obligation complimentary visit with us, we'll throw in a copy of a book that the three of us took a long time to write that goes through our five-step process called The Retirement Roadmap. So do you know what it takes to set this up? It takes one simple phone call. We have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, and Hyannis. Pick up the phone right now and take control, 800-227-7777. Again, 800-227-7777. Or go to our website at shpfinancial.com. Thank you so much for listening and thank you for your support. We look forward to talking to you next week right here on the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.